Okay, now we're going to start daf min. Okay, right at the top. Tanu Rabbanan. Sadim bitzitzit, Beit Shammai potrin, ubeit Hillel mechayvin. Okay, now this seems to be talking about a sadin of pishtan. Okay, there's a bunch of different interpretations. Some people say maybe this is a bega that's not ro'oy l'malbush, and maybe that's why it's different. But we're going to go with the basic, which is we're basically talking about the whole issue of shatnez here. So you have a beged, a sadin that's made of pishtan, and Beit Shammai says it's potri min atzitzit. In other words, you don't have to put right. He's 1 second. He thinks that in a beged made of pishtan, you cannot put the petil of tchelet. That the petil tchelet is meant for a beged of tzemer. Okay, and let's put the wool tchelet into a wool. Okay, even though we talked about it before, right? This is all not according to Beit Shammai and according to the simple understanding of this source. Okay, like I said, there are some other interpretations, but simply read, it means tchelet is tzemer, sadin is pishtan. Therefore, you have a beged made with a sadin. Now, the sadin is a sheet. That's why one could say maybe we're talking about a beged that wasn't asoy to be worn, but. That's one interpretation, but otherwise, let's just assume.
Is the tchelet on men, on the person, and not on the beged? Right? You were talking about the tchelet is on the beged.
So you think the tchelet is on the person. So we view it that there's a tchelet on a person, but really the tchelet is on the beged. If you have a beged that's four corners, you're supposed to put tzitzit on it. Okay? That's the tchelet. It's not really a chiyuv on the person. It's turned into a chiyuv on the person to wear tzitzit. But the main chiyuv is if you have a four-quarter beged, then you have to put tzitzit on it. Okay.
In the commentary, it says that even if you leave it in the drawer, the chiyuv is you have to put it on.
Right, it has to be on, right, even if you're not wearing it. Okay, so sadim b'tzitzit beit shamay potrin u'beit hilel mechayvin. Beit hilel say, no, if you have a sadim that's made of, right, a four-corner garment that's made of linen, you have to put tzitziot in them, and that's based on the whole juxtaposition of the two psukim with the shatnez, right? It says shatnez, and then it says tzitzit. Okay. So, and as Beit Shammai don't think that it overrides, okay? He says, no, it doesn't override the shatnez, okay? Tzitzit doesn't override it. So now we're going to see the halacha k'divrei Beit Hillel. Okay, and the halacha is like Beit Hillel, that you can have a beged made of shatnez for tzitzit. Amar Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Tzadok, v'halo kol ha'matil tchelet b'Yerushalayim eino ela min ha'matmihin. But how could you say the halacha is like Beit Hillel? Don't we know that anyone who puts tchelet in Yerushalayim, and this is like of the people who live in Yerushalayim, it was said that anyone who puts tchelet is min hamatmihin, they're of the people that are going to cause people to be astonished at what they're doing and kind of take a step back and say, oh my God, they're wearing shatnez on their, right, their beged of tzitzit has shatnez in it. So how could you say halacha k'divrei Beit Hillel and yet it says that anyone who puts tchelet in their beged in Yerushalayim, people are going to be astonished and you shouldn't do that. Amar Rebbe, first of all, some people actually say that maybe this is a problem not on Beit Hillel, but maybe a Beit Shammai, because if Beit Shammai says it's he says he's poter from tefillin, which means from tzitzit, which means you're not allowed to wear it. Basically, then how could you say that's min hamatmihin? It should say it's asur, right? This sounds like an in between, so therefore it sort of goes a question either direction, because it sounds like maybe they could be doing it, but they shouldn't be because of other factors. So either yes or either no, right? Each one says very clearly, and this one is kind of an in between. But let's just take it kipshuto that it's asking a question on Beit Hillel. Amar Rebbe imken lama asruha. So Rebbe says, what's the reason why they were oser, even though Beit Hillel says it's okay? Lafisha ein bikiyin, because people don't know. People don't know this halacha, and therefore, because people don't know this halacha, people are going to come to incorrect conclusions. They're going to see all these big important people. I assume in Yerushalayim they're talking because, you know, let's say there were big important people living in Yerushalayim, and you know, if they saw people doing it, they think, oh, you can wear shatnez. Look, they're wearing that. Okay. Amar le Rava, we're going to see a few reasons. Okay, this is the first reason. Now we're going to have a question, problem with this reason, the Ein Bikiyin. Amar le Rava bar Bar Chana, bar Rav Chana le Rava. Is why don't we say, as long as 10 people are wearing it, they go out into the shuk, and it's like a pirsum. Another, once If one person's wearing it, so people might say, oh, look, he's wearing it, and either say bad things about the person or maybe come to incorrect conclusions. But if 10 people do it, it'll be clear that they're only doing it on their tzitzit and that, you know, it's okay. Again, their tzitzit, you know, it's not like we have tzitzit. It was a baguette that had four corners that they put tzitzit on, right? It's a little different than the way we have it nowadays. So they say, what do you mean? If you have 10 people going out in the shuk wearing this thing, kosher came to mitamu ilon. Well, the more so people are going to come to incorrect conclusions. They're going to see so many people in the shuk wearing this, and they'll think, oh, I could wear samurai pishtin as much as I want it, you know, and other things. So it's going to cause confusion. Vilidra shabapirka, if you're worried that people don't really know. So have the rabbis teach it in their halacha shiurim, right? And have the rabbis get up and make speeches and tell people that it's okay. So they say it must be for a different reason. What's the reason? Gzera mishum kala ilan. We saw this thing before, which is it's an indigo dye that was very similar to the tchelet, and they were worried that people would confuse it. So they were worried if they allowed semer ufishtim biyachad, the people might put chutei semer made of this kala ilan dye, that were dyed with this kala ilan, and therefore they would think that it's okay because they would think it's tzitzit, and it would, right, and it turns out it's not tzitzit, and if it's not really tzitzit, so fine, if it's not tzitzit, it's not the biggest deal, but if it's not tzitzit and you're wearing chatnez, it's a much bigger deal. So because of this chashash of the kala ilan, we don't want to allow this, any, right? We're not going to allow any tzemer fishin so that people don't come to accidentally wear the kala ilan. So then they say, v'lo yehe ela lavan. If the kala ilan, we say, is some other color, and it's not tchelet, but should be no worse than white, and it's white isn't a color, so to speak, right? It's just absence of tchelet, sort of, right? So kala ilan, we could say, is like lavan. And lavan, we already said that what? If it's made of pishtin, we have tzemer, it's okay to put in the pishtin baguette. So therefore, what do they say? Right? And they say, lo yehe lavan, and kevan de'efshar b'minan. Lo yehe lavan. So now comes the answer. Kevan de'efshar b'minan lo. Since you can have, with tchelet, we have no choice, because tchelet, that's what I said before, tchelet is always a purple dyed wool. That's what it means. It means a wool dyed with this, not purple, with this tchelet color, this bluish color. Since there's no other way to do tchelet, therefore, I guess they didn't dye, I don't know why, but the assumption is tchelet means wool. So since there's no other way to do it, there's no other way to do it. But lavan, since you could put a string that's linen, okay, therefore, kevan dev shami minan lo, you're not allowed to put, even though we said before, technically speaking, you could, theoretically, we don't do it. Why is that? Kidder Rish Lakish, like Rish Lakish says, to Amar Rish Lakish, if you have a mitzvah tase like tzitzit, and you have the mitzvah lo tase of shatnez, if you can do both of them, make your tzitzit with pishtin and pishtin, right, with lavan of pishtin and lavan of the baged, then better off doing both. V'imlav, if you have no choice, like with the tchelet, then yavo asev yitchelet lo tase. Okay? So therefore, that's not going to be, we can't say, where were we up to? We wanted to say, what's the reason why they didn't wear the shatnez tzitzit? Because, right, we first said, because they weren't pekim, we said, no, that's not pekim, you could always resolve, you could teach people. So they said, maybe it's because of this zerim shum kala ilan. We tried to say, well, maybe kala ilan is like white, which should be okay then. No, even white is not okay, so therefore kala ilan is not okay. Okay, so now they say, v'livdikeh, if you're worried that maybe it's kala ilan, why don't you make people check their tzitzit? Okay, in other words, say you have to check before, you know, maybe the people who sell the tzitzit should check their tzitzit, make sure it's not kala ilan, and people should just have to check, make sure it's not kala ilan, and then you won't have to worry that maybe people will have a baguette that's shatnez that has kala ilan in it instead of tchelet. Ela gzera mishum ti'ima. So now they say, the gzera is because we're worried that people are going to use... Okay, there's another thing that's problematic. It is actually tchelet, because people can check whether it's kala ilan or not, so therefore we're not so worried. But what are we worried about? That maybe when they check the dye to make sure it's good, they put in a string to, or a piece of cloth to check it. You can't... That piece of string that you use to check is pasul for tzitzit. Now that, you wouldn't know the difference. If you buy it, right, you'd have no idea whether the string was used to check or not. So because of the ti'imah, it's like, right, it has a taste of it. In other words, it goes in to be checked, a sample. Yeah, thank you. That's a good word. Zerem Hashem of a sample. So then they say, v'lichtiva adiske. Okay, so there's a few different interpretations. What does it mean, v'lichtiva adiske? Okay, so why don't you say that, why don't they write letters to all the people who are making the tchelet stuff, telling them, you're not allowed to do this. Okay, that's one answer. One way of reading this. So then they say, some people say that maybe it means that you should have like a certificate of kashrut on the tzitzit that says this was made of that. Okay, so hold off on that because there's going to be an interesting, the continuation is interesting based on that interpretation. So now they say, adiske leko velismach, what we're going to rely on these letters. So number one, we're going to say, are we going to rely on the first interpretation? You can see where we're going with this, right? Number one is, you're going to rely on the letters. What if the letters don't get to the people? What if they didn't read them? What if, you know, all sorts of things, right? If they didn't send a registered mail, you know, might not have received it, or they might not have read it. The second thing is, if you say that it's certificates, we're going to rely on certificates, as people forge certificates all the time, and therefore they're not reliable. Amar Rava, okay, here comes this to Yom Kippur Daf. We're going to talk about Yom Kippur. Hashta chametz bePesach veYom Kippurim deKaret samchina nadiske. On those holidays, we rely, and this is why the letters makes a little more sense. We rely on letters for what? For determining when the holiday is going to be. By determining when Yom Kippur comes out, when people can eat chametz already, can have to stop eating chametz, right? That we basically determine the calendar based on relying on the letters are going to get to all the places. So we do rely on letters. Okay, if you say it's documents, you know, certifications, I'm not sure how exactly you read this, but maybe they're just comparing. It's similar to the way we do this. And that, there's chiyuv karet associated with it. So hacha da'aseh ba'alma lo kol shekein, all the more. So here, it's just a mitzvah da'aseh. Of course we should be able to rely on it. So therefore, they say, okay, it can't be that that's what we're worried about, the sample. Okay? Because the sample, we can come up with a way to resolve it by these letters or certifications or something like that. Ela amarava, ha milta amre v'itmar b'marava mishum d'rabbi zera kavate. The following thing that I'm about to say, I said. And not only did I say it, but in Eretz Yisrael, it was said in the name of Rabbi Zera, just like I said. Shema yikras dino b'toch gimel v'yitferenu. We're worried that maybe it will tear. In other words, what's the whole issue? If you're going to mix tzemer fishtin, you have to make sure that it's really chayab, that it's really tzitzit. Because if it's not halachic tzitzit and there's some halachic problem there, then you're going to end up wearing a beged of shatnez. So what are we worried about? We're worried it's going to tear within three etzvaot. What they say, three fingers breadth of the corner. That's where the tzitzit is sewn on. You're going to sew it, and then you're going to use the string that you sewed to be your string, basically. And that's a problem because HaTorah Amra Ta'aseh V'lo Min HaAsuy. We said this before. You have to make your tzitzit and not have them already there. So if you sewed up, you stitched it up, and then left the string as your tzitzit, that would be a problem, and then you'd end up with a non-halachic tzitzit. Shara Rabbi Zera Listine. Okay, so Rabbi Zera had tzitzit in his pishtan. He had the wool tzitzit there, and he took them out. Rabbi Zera Amar Gzera Nami. Okay, here's another answer now. Rabbi Zera Amar Gzera Nami Mishum Ksut Laila. We're worried that you might have a four corner beged. That's okay. Now, whether this is like a pajama beged. We're worried that you're going to put it on, and since you're not only chayav and tzitzit during the daytime, because it says re'item oto, you only see, right, the assumption is they didn't have lights at night, they only saw mainly during the day. Therefore, we're worried about, or what else could potentially, if you wear your tzitzit at night, you're not chayav and tzitzit. So then again, you're wearing shatnez when you're not actually chayav to be wearing tzitzit. So either it's a beged that's meant for the laila, or you're wearing it at night. So, and that's really the main reason given why we no longer make tzitzit that are tzemim fishtin yachad, because of this concern of wearing it at night, or maybe the other one, which is that it might end up with you made a non-halachic tzitzit. Va'amarava, hamil ta'amre, v'itmar b'marava. Okay, again, the same thing. He says, I said the following thing, and it was said in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmei de Rabbi Zera Kavate. He shall beged, uknafesh shall or chayevet. If the beged is made of a regular beged material, but the corner of the beged, where you put the tzitzit on, is made of leather, which is not chayav and tzitzit, then it's chayevet in tzitzit because it goes after the beged. But he shall, or if the beged was made of leather, and just the corner, kanafah, shall beged ptura. My taima, ikar beged b'ina. And it goes basically by the beged. Whatever the beged is, even if the corner's a little different, we're going to go with the beged. Rav Achai, azel batar kanaf. Okay, the other opinion is no. Since it says, ala kanaf, so it goes by the kanaf. Whatever the kanaf is, if the kanaf is a beged material, then we're going to chayev in tzitzit. If it's made of leather, we're not, even if the whole thing is beged. Amarava, amarav schor, amarav huna. Hitil lebaalat shalosh. Vishlima laarba'a psula. Mishum ta'aseh velo min ha'asui. Okay. Here, there's also, like in most of these cases, there's different opinions about what this is. If you put tzitzit in a beged that has three corners, and then, oh, actually, this one is not one of the ones I was thinking of that has too many different interpretations, I think. Anyway, this is fairly straightforward. If you take a beged that has three corners, and you put the tzitzit in it, and then you added a fourth corner, right, that's going to be a problem. Why? Because ta'aseh velo min ha'asui. When you put the tzitzit in, it wasn't chayav in tzitzit. So now, when you add the fourth corner, all the other tzitzit become useless, because you put them in a non-halal, right? The beged wasn't chayav in tzitzit. It's only once, it's like the way you build your sukkah, right? You have to have your walls up before you put your schach up, right? Because it has to be ta'aseh velo min ha'asui. If you put your schach up first and then your walls, then you're basically, when you put the walls up and create your sukkah, the schach is already there, and that's a problem. You have to actually put your schach on your sukkah, okay? So it's the same exact thing here. So here you had your beged, and then you added the fourth corner, made a chayav and tzitzit, and it already had strings on it. Those strings weren't put on for the purpose of tzitzit. Or even if they were, it doesn't matter. It wasn't chayav and tzitzit. Meitive, so question on this from a braita, chasidim arishonim, kevan she'argu bashlosha, hayu metilim latchelet. So here it says, once the chasidim arishonim, as soon as they sewed three etzvaot, it's worth of a document, three etzvaot of a garment, then they would put the tchelin in, even though it wasn't yet chayav and tzitzit. So how could they possibly have done that according to what we just said? So what do they say? Ema kevan shepatsu bagimo hayu metilim batchelet. What it means is not once they started sewing it and they only had three, it's when they had only three left, that's when they would put in the tchelet. In other words, when they were toward the end of finishing the beged, that's when they would do it. Not that it was before, it was already chayav and tzitzit at that point, therefore that's not a question. Okay, we're going to pick up after Yom Kippur from here about, do we really, right? The first question is, do we really say ta'aseh velo min ha'asui? And they're going to try to bring cases where you see that it can be, and we'll have to work that out. Okay, Gemar Chatima Tovah.